That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Flash, Washington. The White House announces Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
General Eisenhower informs me that the forces of Germany have surrendered to the United Nations.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
One day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Men will still say, this was our finest hour.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri, and the Speaking of History podcast focuses on education, technology, and history. Today I'm recording podcast number 45 on October 18th, 2006. Tonight's show, I'm going to talk a little bit about an upcoming event. If you happen to be listening to this in Missouri or the Kansas City area, parts of Kansas, Iowa, Nebraska, we have an upcoming event going on October 28th, which is a Saturday, at the school where I teach, South Valley Junior High School in Liberty, Missouri. And we're doing a workshop type day called Tech or Treat. And our district is teaming up with Discovery Education, and we're doing a one-day professional development, and we're focusing on the technologies of podcasting, blogging, using United Streaming, and then a couple of keynotes on technology in general. And the great thing about this event is it is completely free. Any teacher that can make it here is free to attend. Discovery is helping pick up the cost of breakfast from Starbucks. We also have a local Italian restaurant, Cupini's. They just opened up a nice little Italian shop on the square in Historic Liberty, and they're doing lunch. Discovery is picking up all the costs for everything, and it should be a great event. If you want to find out some more information about this, you can check in the show notes, or if you'd just like to check out the blog that we've created for it, it is at www.techortreat.blogspot.com. And again, that's tech, T-E-C-H, or treat. It was close to Halloween. It's on October 28th, so we tried to get a little bit creative with the name. The only thing you need to do to go ahead and register to show up that day is send an email to techortreat@gmail.com, and then we'll send you an email saying that we got your notification and that you're definitely on the list. We have space for 80 teachers, and right now, on the 18th of October, we have about 30 spots filled. About 8 or so are from Liberty, and the rest are coming from all over Kansas and Missouri. So I've been really excited about the people that have responded so far. I think it's going to be a great chance to just kind of get together, network, share some ideas. I'll be doing a session on podcasting. Another teacher in the Liberty District, Lance Huebner, will be doing a session on blogging. And then Linda Childs is going to be doing a session on United Streaming and how to use United Streaming in your classroom. So we've set it up so that we're going to kind of just carousel, and so that each person will have a chance to go to each of those sessions. And then we're having a webinar in the morning from Steve Dembo. And Steve Dembo is the guy that basically runs the online community for a Discovery Education Network. And he also is the producer of the Teach 42 podcast, a very popular educational podcast, actually one of the first podcasts that I started to listen to. So he's going to be in Chicago, I believe. That's where he lives. He's going to be in Chicago doing a webinar in the morning. And then for our lunch time keynote, we're going to have Brad Fountain of Discovery present a keynote in person, live in Liberty. And Brad is actually the person that does the Discovery podcast. And they just recently this week came out with their second podcast, and it's a great one to listen to as well. And I'll have links to those various people in the show notes on the Speaking of History site. So we're going to have some keynotes. We're going to have a little bit of talking about podcasting and blogging, you know, Discovery Education. I don't know how many people out there have done workshops or trainings with Discovery, but they do an amazing job. I've been really fortunate to attend a couple of their trainings, and then also this summer I was in Chicago at the Midwest regional event that Discovery did, and they just understand teachers. I mean, the Discovery people, every Discovery person I've ever met is a little bit crazy in a good way. They understand that teachers like to have fun. They like to be creative. You know, as in Chicago this summer, and we dressed up a 4-foot inflatable dinosaur, put a hat on it, and it happened to be the 1-year anniversary of the Discovery Educator Network. And so we all sang happy birthday to a 4-foot-high inflatable dinosaur and had a cake for it and all kinds of stuff. I mean, these guys are crazy. Now, because we're having this event so close to Halloween, we're doing a couple crazy things ourselves. We're actually encouraging the people that are attending to dress up in a Halloween costume. And Discovery is actually giving out prizes for the scariest costume, the most original costume, and the costume that is the best historical figure. So if you're listening to this and you're already signed up, we did send out an email today, but they're encouraging you to dress up like your favorite Halloween character. We also have students that will be helping out throughout the day, and they're going to be dressed up in costumes. And the entire school will be dressed up, will be having Halloween decorations and things like that. So it should be a really fun day, and we're looking forward to seeing a lot of people there. Again, as of right now, we've got about 30 spots out of the 80 filled, and we do anticipate we'll probably have quite a few Liberty teachers in the next week or so sign up. So feel free to go to the site and check it out. I do plan on trying to have some pictures up on the Tech or Treat blog, and then also I'd like to try and get some audio and do some podcast from those different sessions. So I can't guarantee we're going to have that, but if you cannot attend, hopefully we'll have audio from each of those sessions, and we'll put that up on both the Speaking of History site and then also the Tech or Treat site. So go ahead and check that out. We'd like to see a lot of local people there. Some other things we got going on here towards the end of October. My classes are currently working with a class in Bendigo, Australia, and we're creating some podcasts to exchange with them a little bit about the culture of being an American teenager, but also with American history and how some things have happened with the settlers and Native Americans. And we're going to do about 7 different podcasts and exchange them with the class in Australia, who is also of the same age, but is currently learning Australian history. And we're going to learn a little bit about how Australia gained their independence from Britain and how that compares with the American Revolutionary War and how we gained our independence. So we got that happening. We also have the book blog project with Gorilla Season that is starting on October 23rd. Monday. So if you would like to join us for that, or if you just want to pop in and check out what's happening with our project, go ahead and go to the gorillaseason.blogspot website and check us out. Also, tomorrow night we're having a special event at school. I'm going to try and see if I can get some audio from. We're having a local prosecuting person that works with cyber crimes come in, and they're going to give an online safety presentation for parents and how parents can help or know a little bit more about what their children are doing online. So it should be an interesting presentation, and I'm going to try and do some recording of that and hopefully get that up as a podcast as well. So I hope everybody's having a great fall. It's hard to believe that it is almost already November. Our school year seems to be flying by, and we're getting a lot of projects in. So thanks for listening, and be sure to check out the show notes for the things we talked about today, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye. The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.